Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, so we are back here, and we have a very special guest joining us on Let's Go There from an amazing band, super, like, fun three-piece all-female alt-rock band, Renee Phoenix, who is a singer-songwriter, and I'm quoting from her bio, Badass Supreme is here in studio. Welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Very awesome.
No, one.
It's called Pink Fly, by the way.
Yes.
The band's called Pink Fly.
Yes. Pink Fly. So, one, I'm super excited to have you in because we have, like, guests of all kinds, and this is, like, you're, like, our first kind of alternative rock band kind of guest, which is super dope because you would see that on K-Rock, but not our sister station, but not, like, here on Channel Q, which is amazing. But I always wonder, like, for you, I guess, how, if, one, could you tell us a little bit about Pink Fly, if you could describe it? And then also kind of how does your queerness intersect into the music that you put out?
That's a lot of questions.
Yeah, right. It's like two. It's like two.
It's a two-part
It's
essay.
A two-part.
So let's get into it.
Yeah. Okay, so Pink Fly, like you guys stated, is a three-piece band. Our bassist actually just came out. She is transitioning, so...
Congrats on that.
Yeah, she's amazing. He is amazing. Getting my pronouns right.
But yeah, if it just happened, you're kind of all going through the journey together in a way.
Yeah, like we all are. And he's like deciding his new name.
Cool.
And just like that whole journey has just begun. So excuse me, I'm getting used to the pronouns.
No, of course. This is a safe space.
Yeah. So we're a three-piece band. We love good old rock and roll music. None of the frills. Just, you know, strip it down. It's kind of like a 90s grunge vibe.
Cool.
Like a Courtney Love type of inspo.
Yeah.
Like Brody Doll from the Distillers. She's like another big inspiration. Queens of the Stone Age, like Foo Fighters. Just like that, like, you know, really good rock and roll. That I enjoy that, like, that alternative rock. So, that's like... Basically,
and
sound.
Are you all in the community?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
cool. And how did that all come about? Were you guys all like good friends?
Yeah. I mean, my drummer Val, we met on a tour I did a few years ago.
Okay.
And her and I just kept in contact.
Yeah.
And then Annelle was her like best friend.
Okay.
So then, you know, we all just kind of met up and we clicked really well. And, you know, we're off to the races making the music.
Yeah, I love it. How do you bring that part of who you are into the music, or does it even matter?
It is there because, I mean, it is who I am and it's coming from me, and we are not skirting around that issue at all. I feel like, especially in the rock community, I used to be in this one band called Fit for Rivals.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, and we did like a lot of hard rock festivals and everything, and I would be the only like queer person there. So it's something that I don't want to hide anymore or feel like something that, oh, maybe I shouldn't say something because it's going to offend someone in this world. And I know like rock isn't really, I feel like rock is like kind of behind.
Really?
You know, I feel like it's a little bit behind, like, say, where pop and, like, alternative and all that stuff is, like, as far as LGBTQ and the acceptance in that community.
Huh.
So,
Oh, that's fascinating. I guess I didn't really think about it like that.
Yeah, yeah. It's interesting being in that world, and a lot of times I'm, like, the only one, you know?
Do you think that's because it's mostly male-dominated?
I do believe so, and I do believe, especially for females, there's this just like kind of preconceived notion where you have to be this over-sexualized object, like most of the time. So at least that's like what, from what I've seen.
Yeah.
This is just my experience.
Yeah,
I mean, it could
be,
you know, completely different for someone else, but yeah, that's like what I've come across.
I think what's interesting is from kind of being this super dope indie band, I always wonder, like, is the goal to, like, be mainstream? Like, do you ever want to reach a mainstream success? Do you feel like that would take away from kind of the cool indiness that everyone really loves about rock?
Right. My goal is to take over the world.
Yes.
Of
world
course.
Domination.
Yes, world domination, first and foremost, but to not lose who I am in that process.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to be afraid to say who we are, you know, what we believe in, you know, our sexual orientation, all that stuff. I think it's fine, and we have to start making it fine by talking about it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some of the music. Of course, the band's, again, Pink Fly. We're with Renee Phoenix. You have a song called Anxiety. Tell us a bit about the song.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. I have a...
That'd be actually great if it was about my anxiety.
Opposite. Yeah, right? No, it's about my crippling anxiety that I have. It's really, really horrible. But, you know, I decided to take that and write about it, and hopefully other people can also connect to my anxious feelings.
She always seems to get the best of me.
Song.
That was, again, Anxiety by Pink Fly. We got Renee Phoenix in the studio.
What up, what up?
So how do you deal with your anxiety besides writing about it and making it into a song?
I mean, that's one of the ways I do cope with anxiety and just, like, depression and everything else that comes along with that is, like, through my writing and through music and just getting up there on stage and thrashing my guitar and getting angry and kicking stuff over and... You know, the whole, like rock vibe.
The interesting thing is, I feel like when we were listening to that clip, it's like, it feels like the opposite of anxiety. It feels like it was such a soothing song in some way.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, I would never think that song would have been about anxiety. Was that, like, something when y'all were writing that song and kind of producing the track? Is that something that you were thinking about?
Totally. Yeah, totally. I mean, like you just said, I think it's interesting to kind of counter certain emotions with, like, a totally different vibe.
Right.
You know, it's like, I love when there's, like, a happy music and it's just like, man, the lyrics are so dark. And it's like, oh my goodness. Like, Lily Allen would do that sometimes with her. Yeah.
Shout out to Lily Allen. I love her.
So what is coming up for Pink Fly?
For Pink Fly, we're very excited. We're going to be playing Riot Fest in Chicago next month with Blink 182. And then we'll also have a direct support date with Against Me the next day. So we're very excited about that.
Look at that.
How does it feel playing festivals like that? Like, especially with huge names that you probably have looked up to as, like, artists in this industry. And I mean, you've also played with, like, you know, the Chainsmokers and, like, the Rolling Stones and Kings of Leon. Like, how does that feel? Being, like, on stage and kind of surrounded with amazing artists like that.
It's surreal. You never truly get used to it. It's very surreal, especially, like, an act like Blink 182. I remember I played Riot Fest a few years ago and No Doubt was the headliner.
I felt a No Doubt vibe on the Anxiety.
Oh, I love No Doubt. Yeah. I grew up listening to No Doubt, Distillers, Garbage.
Yeah.
Like those bands, yes. But, yeah, No Doubt. I mean,
speaking of garbage, Shirley Manson?
Oh, yes.
She was on the morning show.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
What? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I'm so jealous.
Bring it back.
Yeah.
All right.
It's amazing.
Where can people find out more about your upcoming shows and everything?
We have a website, pinkflymusic.com. We're also on all the social media stuff, you know, Instagram, Facebook, a million other things that are out there, Twitter.
Right. So. All the social medias.
Yeah, all the social medias.
Well, we appreciate you stopping by.
Oh,
it's a lot of fun.
Thank you for having me.
Your music is really cool. Like, we play so much different music here.
Yeah.
But to be able to feature a band like yours, it's really awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you for being so open to that. And being open to rock and roll. And, you know, our message and everything. We all really appreciate the support.
Love it. Okay, well, check out again Pink Fly. And thank you to Renee Phoenix for stopping by.
Ooh, yeah.